Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of This Just In. I'm joined here with Leonardo Guerrero.
Hello.
And also here, back under extreme circumstances and with a little bit of
hesitation,
I would say, Catherine Mathis.
Woo.
She didn't do very well on her game show last time, but
didn't do very well on her game show last time.
Is it Mathis or Math?
Mathis.
How do you spell that?
Like Johnny Math? Mathis, so M-A-T-H, but E-S, not I.
Okay.
So
like Mathis. Who? Johnny Mathis?
Well, Johnny Mathis was an I, so it's exactly the same as him for the vowel.
Who's Johnny
Mathis? He's a
singer. God, Leo, don't you know anything?
From back in the day.
Who the hell is Johnny Mathis?
Wikipedia him.
Only Catherine knows about him.
Well, look who knows more now. All right.
If we were going to have a game show, I would win. That's what would happen
with
right
your
now.
Made-up singers. Anyways.
Google it.
Do you know Johnny Guerrero? He was a singer.
Sí, claro. Yeah, Johnny Guerrero. Right.
All right. And also
he was born in L.A.
Also is Claudia.
Hello.
The new intern for the Praxis Pod family.
But do we really have to introduce interns? Or,
of course.
Part of the protocol.
What are you, racist now?
Racist?
I'm a hierarchic racist.
He's a gerarchicist. We just made up a word. Englishpod.com. All right. So we're going to be introducing the lessons for this week. And also we're going to be talking about the country of the week.
Is it Mexico now? Is it Mexico? Yeah.
I'm guessing
it's Mexico?
An English-speaking country.
No, it's the country that has a lot of users or has a lot of activity from...
Russia.
Well, actually, Russia
was
last week.
Guess? Yeah.
That was last week.
Brazil.
No, that's a good guess, but maybe not.
China?
Maybe not. Mm-hmm. I won't say until the end. But we're going to be looking at the lesson for Monday, and it's actually really cool because it's the third part of the whole English decade series. So we're going to be looking at English from the 1970s.
Oh, all far right. Out,
funky.
Man.
Funky, yeah. Mm. So we're going to have cool music on it, and we're going to have a lot of interesting words that were kind of born in this decade, but we still use them today.
For example,
this word mellow out.
Uh-oh.
We're going to mellow out at my place.
There's some
later.
Connotations with that word.
Like what?
Nothing.
Oh, come on, you know.
Illegal.
Well, yeah, there's a big part of the culture of the 70s is drug culture, and so while obviously we do not promote
that. You cannot say that.
I can say it. It's an American cultural fact that, like, a lot of people were experimenting with drugs, and they, you know, obviously are illegal, but it became also a part of popular culture, so these, like, drug words and kind of mellowing out and doing these kind of activities is very wrapped up in 70s.
So yeah, I could say... mellow out actually means to let go and relax and chill, but you can also say let's go mellow out is let's go do some drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Relaxation.
Actually, Catherine knows a lot about this because she was on That 70s Show.
Oh, I haven't heard this in a while. Go ahead.
Oh, that's right.
Why
Because Catherine,
that?
She looks a lot like Donna.
Yeah, like Donna. Yeah.
Except that she's not a redhead.
I'm not a redhead, and I don't look like Donna.
But that's like minor details.
Here's the thing. Maybe you think it's because of my voice. I don't know. Maybe
it could be the voice.
It's the attitude, the voice.
You're tall. You actually do look like her.
You
can like a brunette version of her.
Donna can beat me down. You could beat me down.
That's true.
Yeah.
We are both sarcastic. Well, we'll have to do a lesson where I'm Donna.
All right. So 1970s. And on Wednesday, we're going to be treating a very serious topic. We're going to be talking about global warming.
Ooh.
I'm not a fan. That's why I'm sweating right now.
You're sweating because of global warming.
It shouldn't be this hot right now.
Really? You think?
But just turn on the air conditioning. It's gonna
that's going to fix our problem.
It'll cool things right down.
So what do you guys think about global warming? Is it a real issue? Is it a real problem? Or are we just like making things up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going down, man.
We're going down.
Yeah.
It's
going
to be Waterworld in like 2060. And then who's going to be laughing? Kevin Costner. Costner's going to be the last one laughing. He got so much crap for that movie. But you know.
He's prepared.
You know? Yeah. I mean, maybe he was just a very prescient dude.
Yeah. I really like that movie. Actually.
I like that movie too. I
like
awesome.
That movie too, but
really?
There's a lot of people who doesn't like it.
Why?
At all.
Why?
Why
don't you like this?
It's so
movie?
Hokey and like
it's like pirates in the future. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
and it's kind of like...
Have you seen the Universal Studios show?
Yeah, the Universal Studios show is awesome.
It was pretty fun.
And he had gills behind his ears so he could swim.
Yeah, he could breathe under the water.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so global warning. This is an advanced lesson, so for all of those listeners who want to be challenged a little bit, you can listen to this one. And it actually has a lot of useful phrases and a lot of vocabulary that you can use to argue your points of view or to maybe disagree with someone.
Cool.
All right. And on Friday, we have a great lesson. This is why kind of we have these girls here along with us today, because it's called Baby, I'm Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Is it part of this series you've been doing?
No, this is not I'm Sorry, I Love You. This is actually has to do with this whole usage or telling somebody that you love them, saying the words I love you.
Jeez.
So what are you saying, baby, I'm sorry to
me? Well, baby, I'm sorry, but I love you.
No. Well, it's like,
I hope that's not the way it happens when you know it's the first time to me. Baby, I'm sorry.
Baby, I'm sorry, but I love you. Well, maybe so you have depressing. To apologize. I don't know.
Well, what's the situation? I'm a little confused.
All right, yeah, so basically the girl, she's asking him where this relationship is going. The typical question, where is this relationship going? We've been together. What are we?
Why does it have to come so early?
The definition conversation, that one's not very well.
So what do you do in these circumstances? Or when the lady tells you, I love you, what do you say to that if you don't love her?
Well,
you say, I love you too.
Or like, yeah, me too.
Yeah,
but yeah, I also feel very special for you.
Right back at you, hot stuff. With a wink.
Here's looking at you, kiddo. What do you say? Or what do you do? So this is in a little bit of a comical sense, this is what happens in our dialogue. And, well, also the difference of saying I love you versus being in love with.
Oh, there's a big difference. You can be in love with someone that don't say that to.
Right.
Like Liliana is in love with Ashton Kutcher. Doesn't mean that she's ever going to say, I love you, Ashton.
She probably will.
She probably will.
I think she has already on Twitter.
Or like you can love someone, like, you know, you care for them, you love them, but you're not in love with them. You don't want to like,
you're not
you don't
in
have that
love.
Like physical relationship with them too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and also this question of where is this relationship going?
Yeah.
Why are you so nostalgic? What's going on?
Oh, no, it's just, it's usually one of those conversations that, like, I don't want to make a stereotype, but, like, one party tends to make more than the other. Like what are we? Are we in a relationship? Are we a couple?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of times it's the girl who brings it up who wants to know, like, are we together? Like, are you dating other people?
What does it mean? Like, what are the different stages? Are you together means, like, you are a couple.
Like, exclusive. Like, I'm not seeing other people.
So you can be together, but not exclusive.
Like when you start dating, maybe you're not exclusive. You've never had the conversation, so you have a date with like
that?
Three different guys. Yeah. You don't do that?
Why didn't you guys tell me before?
See, this is why English Pod brings solutions to your everyday needs. So I can be dating somebody but still be dating other people.
Yeah, it's common. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. So what I've been doing all this time.
So this is why the question pops up. What are we? So it's kind of asking for exclusivity.
Yep. Saying like, I want to commit to not seeing other people.
So you should do the same.
All right. So dating, you can date multiple people.
Yeah. Why not?
So how do you call that stage when you cannot see multiple
We're
people
exclusive.
Anymore?
We're exclusive.
But how do you call that relationship? You don't call it. Oh, we're exclusive.
We're exclusive. Here's my exclusive.
Not really a linguistic difference. You just say like we've been on a couple dates or we're dating. Like we're together.
So I think you would say we're together, right? You wouldn't say we're dating anymore.
It changes. I feel like I mean I think I'm in that age where my age is the transition. So I remember like a couple of years back it was talking, and then you were going out. You were boyfriend and girlfriend. That's how you'd introduce. But now I don't know how to do it. Like. Does he ask you out? Does he not ask you out? Are you just automatically boyfriend and girlfriend? Or
I think it has to do like, I don't know. I usually just say like, well, if you've been on a couple dates and you're regularly like kissing or something, then
yeah, when you kiss in public, that's
I say
or
like,
hold hands.
Oh, or you say like, I'm seeing this guy, like I'm seeing someone.
I'm seeing.
Yeah, I think the worst is holding hands.
Holding hands in public,
it's pretty
intense.
Yeah.
I think that's a next step. Of commitment.
Not necessarily in public, but in front of your friends, yes. When you're like, oh, hi, everyone, this is blah, blah, blah.
Jeez.
What about introducing your boyfriend or girlfriend to your parents?
Oh, Lord.
That's a huge step.
That's a huge step. Yeah.
Girls get so nervous.
You know my dad. My dad's ex-military. It's like a very intimidating.
And tall.
And he's 6'4", and he's a big guy, and so... He used to threaten to go load the guns.
Like, you wait right here while I go get
He would. He's a teddy. I mean, he's a kind guy. He's very funny, but, like, he's a very intimidating person.
Does he have, like, a big afro curly hair? Okay.
No.
Oh, no, that's Donna's dad.
All right, so holding hands, kissing in public, maybe, or presenting your boyfriend, girlfriend to your parents.
Yeah.
Big steps.
Big steps.
All right, interesting. Very good talk, everyone.
Yeah.
Interesting getting the female's perspective of relationships and commitment and all this stuff. So, listeners, let us know what you think or, well, how things are done maybe in your country. Like, how do you start dating somebody? Do you automatically do it? Is it just a one-time thing or maybe... Because I know that this dating culture in the United States is very different from other countries.
Yeah, it totally changed from country to country.
Yeah, I don't think in Latin America we don't really work that way.
Uh-uh.
I don't think we call it dating. Or if we do, we just... It's called cheating. But that's a different story. Maybe we'll get to that next week. All right, now it's time for us to talk about the country of the week.
Yeah, so this week is...
Clues, I want to win. Give me clues. I love trivia.
Yeah, let's do clues.
You want to win? Okay, you want to do clues? This country is in the Americas.
Brazil.
Mexico.
No, it's not Mexico. It's Brazil.
Yeah!
Really?
Leonardo, you're a cheat.
Donna.
I think you saw my notes.
No, I didn't.
You're a cheat. You knew.
All right. So the country of the week is Brazil. We have a lot of listeners from Brazil. Actually, we've had a decreasing activity from our Brazilian listeners. We had a user who used to comment a lot. His name was Fernando Cortez, but we haven't seen him in a while. But we've seen other Brazilians come on. So we want to motivate people to come to the website to comment on the lesson section. And to let us know you're out there. We know that you are logging on to the website, so come out.
Yeah, let's shout out.
Shout out to Brazil.
All right.
And Brazilians.
And Brazilians. And
Enjoy
Carnival.
Enjoy La Playa.
Brazilian girls.
Brazilian girls? Yeah. Garotas?
My roommate's Brazilian.
Really?
Yeah, Savannah.
So when are we going out?
I'm cooking dinner today. You want to come over?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a date?
Is that a date?
Oh, with my two girl roommates. And
is that a multiple date?
No.
Nice. It could be a double date if I come.
It is the 21st century. The lines are blurred.
No.
All right.
I think I have a boyfriend.
You?
Maybe. We haven't talked about it. You know, the talk.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're kind of like in this purgatory that we were talking about before.
Yeah, exactly.
Limbo.
I think it's time for you to say,
awkward dating limbo.
Where are we? What are we?
What would you call this thing we're doing?
I don't want to bring it up. I'm just going to avoid it.
You got to do it. It's never going to happen.
We could bring it up for it. Well, I think now that it will just give us his email address, we'll email him this podcast and he'll know.
Absolutely not.
So if you're out there, hey, we want to know what you're with Claudia. Come on, stop it. This is serious. All right, guys. So also I want to congratulate Russia and Japan, who are countries of the week in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They've been coming out and they've been speaking on the website.
Спасибо.
So yeah, it's great to see you out there. And well, anything else you want to add before we leave?
Thanks for inviting me back. I might have gotten a little out of control last time, but I feel like I've been totally with it this time.
Yeah, I think we will have you back on our
next
show.
You behaved pretty well.
Yay.
This time.
All right.
My bad side comes out when I lose games.
Well, we'll leave it to our users. If you want Catherine to come back, vote on our website. Will Catherine stay or will she
leave? Vote for me. You know you love me.
All right. So we'll see you guys next week. And until then, it's bye.
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 EnglishPod.com.